Yeah. That Chayvish Hashanah Zul is Chayvish Hashanah Habur. That even though you don't need the money right now for this year anymore, and you set it aside for this year, still you're allowed to use it for next year. Like this Machzor Shekel. The second pair of Machzor Shekel, you set it aside for this year, but you didn't realize that you found the first pair, so now you don't need it for this year, you're allowed to use it for next year. That's a Yudis Chiddush. You remember, Eisvei, I have a kash on this. Eisvei Abayin. The law is like this. Par, the power of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brings. Or else with Soyosh Yom Kippurim. The Shnei Sirizim, the Goyrol, that's chosen to be a Surah Chattas Lashem. Shavdu, let's say they lost it on Yom Kippur. Vifre Shachrim Tachtayim. And they set aside a second pair, a second par or a second soya to be used on Yom Kippur. V'chein, the same case will be by Siri Avoy Dezorah. Let's say Rov of Kayasor did the Avera, or the Oish, they worshipped Avoy Dezorah B'shoigig. So they have to bring a Siri Yizim Echates for the Kerbim Avoy Dezorah. Shavdu, they first set it aside and they got lost. And then they set aside a second korban for the tzibur. And then they found the first one. So the ma'aser, now you have two of them. So Tanakhama says, Kulam yemaisu divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds both, the second one has to die. In other words, all these cases, you have two. So one you use, the one you don't use has to die. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Because it's called the chatis, that's Reb Yehuda Shita, even though it's a korban tzibur, still it's like a chatis shekipu. Be'acher, that's lemisazli, you can't use it. We have Lezer, we have Shimon, Aimim, no. Yirorachi stoivu, viyamachu, viyiplu demein lunadovim. You don't have to kill it, just let it pasture in the field until it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it, and the money you use to buy nadovis, to buy a chat, to buy a korban oilov. Why? Shein chat to siba mesa. That's like we had in our Mishnah, the Tanakama argues on Yabud and says, by a korban sibur, you never sell a misozla. A korban sibur, even though it's a chatis, never goes to misa. Lemisa is always on a korban yochid. But not on a carbon tzibur. So the kashrut is now, according to Reb Yehuda, why do we have to kill the second one, the par and the soyer? Why can't we use it for next year? Reb Yehuda says something that you set aside to be used for this year, and you don't need it this year anymore, you'll have to leave it over for next year. So according to Reb Yehuda, why can't you leave these things over for next year? That's the kashrut. Why do you have to kill it for? Why can't I use it for next year? So Marian says, Amalei, carbon tzibur karmit. You want to talk about a carbon tzibur? Shani Kabona Sibur, Kid Rabbi Tovi, Omar Rebbe, Omar Rabbi Yashio. The Omar Rav Tovi, Omar Rabbi Yashio, Omar Kro, the Postik says like this. Zoi had a Gemara in Shkolim. Zoi is Oilas Chedesh Bekodeshoi. That when it comes to buy Kabonis, a Korban Sibur, that you have to take the money from the Trumas Halishcha, you have to take the money from every Rosh Chedesh Nisan, the new money you have to use for this coming year. You're not allowed to use last year's money for this coming year's new Kabonis. That's the posik. Zois elas chodesh b'chodeshoyin. Omra Torah. Chadesh v'hovol ikar b'mitshum echadoshim. Make a new Rosh Chodesh. Like make a new gathering of money. And from the new money now, that's what you buy the new kabonis. Like we had in Maran Shkolim. That Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the month. That from Rosh Chodesh Nisan on, you have to buy the kabonis from the new money we collected this year. That's why in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they will machrizim al machta shekel. That the people should start giving the machta shekel in order that when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have to take the true Masalishka to use the new money, they'll have the new Machzor Shekel. So you have to start using new money for this year's Kabbonis. Familiar here is good. What happened here? We had a par and a soy from this year, which is a carbon seber. So you're telling me now this year you have two, you don't need it. So Kash is the concept of Yudah, why can't I leave it over for next year and use it next year? The Teres says for next year, you have to use the money from the new money. This year you bought it from last year's money. So you're not allowed to use this korban next year, because after it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to use to buy korbanos with the new money. You can't use last year's money. So for sure you can't use last year's korban that you set aside for last year. So Gemara says, Hotainah Soyer. That's called the Sirizim. That's a korban seber. The Shnei Sirizim. The two goats is a korban seber. So where do you buy it from? From the Trumas Halishcha. So that's the Salacha, the Chodesh. That when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to have new money. The power of the Yom Kippur that brought, that was his own private korchatis we had before. Where did he pay for it? From his own pocket. It was his own money. So that's not called the korban tzibur. So something you buy, a korban yochid, you're allowed to buy them last year's money. There's no din you have to use new money for your own private korban. It's only for a korban tzibur when we take from the Trumas Halishcha, you have to use the new coming year money. But if the Kohen Gadol brought his own special power that he paid from his own pocket, there's no din. Why can't he use it next year? So again, so if this year we have two Purim, The kasha is, why can't he use it next year? Let him leave it over for next year and use it next year. Par ma'iklamema. So Marin says, gzeira par rotu soyu. I'll tell you true. The one that you can't use next year really is only the soyu. That's a korban sibor you can't use last year's money. But a par is only gzeira. We don't want you to use last year's par next year because we're afraid maybe you come to use the soyu also. Fred gemara good of a mishum gzeira yamaisu. So because of this gzeira would have been enough just to say you can't use the par next year. That's all. You roar, sell it. But what do you have to kill it for? If it's only a gzeira de galocha that you can't use it, it's enough to say don't use it. But what do you have to say yamaisu? What do you have to kill the par for? Just be poyder it is the kasha. The yoyd another kasha is ha de rabbi tovi yomer rabbi yashi yagufam mitzvah. That he says before, the new kabbonis of this year has to become from the new money. You can't use last year's money. That's only the mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. But if you don't do it, it's still kosher. The Yomer of Yudom HaShmuel, kabbonis Sibur, Haboyim B'Echad B'Nisan. The new kabbonis Sibur that you start bringing after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mitzvah lohavi min HaChodesh. True, it's a mitzvah to bring it from the new money collected this year. Let's say you made a mistake and you bought the kabbonis with last year's money. The loch is yotza, your yotza, but the evidence good to korban. Ella shechisa mitzvah. You only start missing a mitzvah. See here also, lemaisa you have two parim or two sirim left over from last year. You had two sirim last year. So one you used and one is left over. That's the reason, what are you telling me? You can't use it next year because it came from last year's money. But for the evidence, if you have it already, you're allowed to use it. So now that you're mafish already, true, at the beginning maybe you shouldn't have done it. But now that it was done already, you did it be honest, because you lost the first one. That's why you made a second one. So now that we have two series in, it should be mutter to use this one next year. So it's back to the kasha. Why does it you just say, Thomas, you have to kill the second Sawyer? Why can't you use it for next year? Just leave it over and just leave it over and use it for next year. So the Marsi says, "Chutz Akasha, even on the soil that it's Akasha, why can't I leave it over and use it for next year?" So Marian says, "Elo Amar Abzeirum, lefi Shein HaGoyrul Kaveya Mishona Lechaverta, because the Goyrul, in other words, you have this year true, you made two Goyrulis, you have two Sirizims, so you want to use the leftover one for next year. I tell you, this year's Goyrul doesn't help for next year. A Goyrul only helps for this year, doesn't help for next year. The Goyrul. Fred Gemara, good." But the nice vinagrul, true, you can't use last year's girl to know which one is the chatas, which one is lazozel, but the serum you could use. So leave it for next year, and next year I'll tell you, make a new girl next year. So what's wrong? Make a new girl next year. So again, it's shver, why can't you use the serizim next year? So Mara says, you should have to make a new one. But that's Mara's kasha, not good. The nice vinagrul, so that's not so good, fellas. We'll wait for next year, we'll make a new girl next year. So Mara says, it's a gzeira. If people see you using the second girl from last year, they'll think, really, you're shemichon last year's girl. They're not going to know you're making a new girl. And they'll say you did something wrong. Like, they'll think 1 year's girl could help for the next year also. Fred Gemara, even if you want to make such a gzeira, that's only a good gzeira for the soyer. Of a par, Michael Amemar. What's wrong with the par? What should be wrong with the par? The par doesn't need a girl. The par is the par of the Kohen Gadol. What's wrong with that? So Marian says, Gzeira par rotu soyer. Tell you it's a gzeira. If you're going to use this year's par next year, we're afraid you're going to use this soyer also next year. Fred Gemardo, Mishum Gzeira yamaisu. But Mishum Gzeira, you have to say, kill the par. It's enough just to say, don't use it. And let it pass until it becomes a bamum. But what do you have to kill it for? So Marian says, a nupshat. Omer Rabbon in Kaima Debaya. I tell you, Gzeira Mishum Chatish Meisu Baleho. The reason why you have to kill it was the gzeira mishum achatis shemesa baleim. Like we're afraid maybe the balem will mace. Like l'moshul the par the kohen gadol brings, that's his own private chatis. So let's say from 1 year to another year the kohen gadol dies, and next year you have a new kohen gadol. So next year's kohen gadol is not allowed to use last year's kohen gadol's korban because it's a chatis shemesa baleim. So mele by the par at least we have a gzeira. Even if the kohen gadol stays alive, we can't use it next year. The gzeira ought to win a case. But maybe the Kohen Gadol will die in between. Yeah. Rashi Shema Yomos Hakoyim B'Shonazu. Yeah. For the Marhot Teinach Par That's only good. The par, that's the korban tzibur like. That's the kohen gadol's own korban. Of the soy ma'ikla meimam. The soy was a korban tzibur. By a korban tzibur, we never say shem yomus that maybe the people will die. So our answer is gzeira soyer oto par. I tell you, it's a gzeira. The soyer oto the par. That if we can't use the soyer because we're afraid, maybe you come to use the par. For the Gemara, though, again, umishum gzeira yomaisu. But really, the soyer you should be allowed to use. Because we're not afraid anybody's going to die, because it's a korban tzibur. So you're only saying, don't use the soyer, up to use the par. So just mishum gzeira, we don't ever say yomaisu, you have to kill it. It's enough just to say not to use it. So again, shver, why is it in yomaisu, you have to kill it? So Marian says, elo gzeira mishum chate shavru shenosam. I tell you, it's a new gzeira. We're afraid maybe a chate, especially by a sir izim. A sir izim, you're only allowed to use the first year it's old. Once it becomes a year old, you're not allowed to use it anymore. So maybe this soyer, if you set it aside this year, if you want to use it again next year, the chur is going to be over a year old. And over a year old, you can't use it. So that's why this soyer you can't use. So Mar says, it's gzeirom mishum chat deshav rishnosan. It's gzeirom, maybe you come to use this soyer after it's a year old, and maybe it will be possible. Freddy Gemara, gzeirahi. Gzeira, he gufa chat deshav rishnosi. Like, what do you mean it's gzeira? Maybe, for sure it has to be that way. Because what happened? You set it aside this year for this Yom Kippur. And you have it left over. You have two of them. So what do you want to use it for next year? By next year, Yom Kippur has to be over a year old. If you had it this year, so next year Yom Kippur is a year. So avada it's puzzle. What are you telling me only mishum gzeira? So the Marian says, no, hola kasha. I tell you to Rebbe. I tell you, we'll go now according to Rebbe Shita. The Bikitsa Rebbe says, you know what's called the year old? By its English birthday. It has to live 365 days. If it lives that time, the Maisa Chamam, that's called the year old. So the Maisa, from one Yom Kippur to another Yom Kippur, we hold Basal of Honor. It's 11 days less than that. So it could be it's not a year old Taka. So Mel, it's possible to say the Soyer is still only less than a year old by next year Yom Kippur. That's why it's only Xera that it's also. Like Salamashal, the carbon itself has to at least be 8 days old when you make it. So it's possible this year Yom Kippur, the Soyer was 8 days old. When it comes next year Yom Kippur, it could be 3 more days in the year, so it's a year old, it could be. So maybe really it would be kosher. It's only exactly that maybe the soy used this year was more than 11 days old. So then by next year, it's over a year. Rosh says to Rebbe, Tetanya, Pasuk says, Shona Temima, that means, Moine Sholosh Meyes Veshishim V'chomesh Yoyim. Keminyin Yemoyseh Chama Dibri Rebbe. The Rebbe says, that the Pasuk says, is Negei to the Alochis of that Leah's chalutul lakeach, that when does lakeach have a right to keep it? After the first year. Now what's called Shana Tamima, what's called one complete year? Rebbe holds that's 365 days. Divrei Rebbe. The Chacham Maimon, the Chacham say no. Moine shonim shnei masa chaydish, miyem liyem. Count 12 months. There's 12 Hebrew months. Viyim nisabro, nisabro lamoicha. Let's say it's an extra month this year, it's nibriyo. Then the Moicha gains the extra month, and the Lekech, the ones that buys it, the Orichayma, doesn't have right to keep the Chalutim until after the 13th month. So the Mor says, Hoteinach Soya, this is good, the Soya you have a Teretz, the Soya is a Chatis, of a Par Maikla Meima, the Par was Kosher even after a year. So what's the wrong, why can't you keep it for next year? That's Loshin Par Maikla Meima. So the Mor says, Xen, Xero Par, what the Soya? We make Xero not to use the Par, because maybe you come to use the Soya. Enemy Shun Xero Yamas. Good, Xera says don't use the power. But what do you have to kill it for? For Yoid, Chati Shavu Shinosal Reya. Even a regular Chatis, after past its year, you don't have to kill it. It's just you raw, just let it pasture in the fields. Oslam. The Yomar Ashkoka says, Chati Shavu Shinosal, the din is Reya Noisai, Kilohi Aimedes of Esak Forest. Look as if it's like Tommy, it's in the basic forest. You can't use it for carbon. Or like it's in the basic forest, not Tommy, just you can't use it. For Reya, and let it pasture in the fields, until it becomes a Bamum. So you see, even a chatis that's over a year old, you don't have to kill it. The din is just you raw. So the kasha back to Yehuda, what did Yehuda say here? But after you have to kill it. So my answer is Elo Amarova. Gzeri Mishum Takola. It's true. The reason why you have to kill it is only a new Rabbanan Degalach Mishum Takola. We're afraid if you leave it around, maybe you come to use it. Like you were saying, really it's a soya, really it's a par. So you have to put it away in a special room and lock it up and not to use it for a full year. We're afraid, no, maybe you'll come to use it in the middle of the year, so Mishum Takola, we said to kill it. That's not, we learned like this. The din is, Ein Makdishin V'Ein Marichin. You're not supposed to make anything, Hegdish B'smanazer, or any Marichin, say how much you're worth, and Mimakdish the money, V'Ein Machrimin. Another type of Hegdish. You don't give it over to Chramim, it's the Bedek Abayis,
that the Tzava, what Rashi says, Tzava, Stam, Charomim, Lebedek, Abai. So, Plukti, Masech, Terechim. It's also type of a Hegdish. Bizman, Azir. What? Since we don't have a base of Hegdish, why do you bring Makdish the money for it? We can't do anything with the money. So, you're not supposed to be Makdish it. Vim Hegdish, let's say somebody did. And he did make the value of himself the money. The Echrim, or else you were Makdish the thing, Lebedek, Abai. Is Behema, Lu Yitzu, you were Makdish, Behema, is Tiyokr. We'll soon see what that means. It means you have to kill it. Teiros, Ksus, for Kalim. If you're Makdish fruits, or ksus, or kalim, clothing, or other kalim, is yirkavu. Let them right away, don't use them. Moyos, or kli, matches, yelach lanol yamamelech. If you set aside money, or metal kalim, you have to throw it liyamamelech. Now, viezu ikur, what does it mean, ikur? Noyo delos lefonel, you have to lock it up in the room, and lock the door. Vimesim aler, like starve to death. So you see, mishrim takolo, we're afraid you come to use it, we tell you kill the animal. That's trying to view over here also. You have the par and sir left over from this year. So true, really, maybe you could use it next year. But we're afraid if you keep it and watch it, maybe you come at the kolah, you come to use it. So we don't want you to use it throughout the year. That's why we tell you l'misozla. And the Gemara says, not the kolah demai, what are we afraid of? Eat the kolah de akrovam. If you're afraid you come to be makrevit, and you're not supposed to, or bezoya filu kol rayas nami. That, why is there ever halacha? That a lot of times we have the animal, you don't have to kill it, because it's not a pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you'll sell it. Why? Because right now you can't use it for carbon. So if you tell him now you're afraid, maybe you will use it, so how do you ever have the halacha of rios, that you're allowed to pasture it? You should never be allowed to pasture it. Because whenever, while you're pasturing, let's be afraid, maybe you come to use it. You eat the cold, the geese, you avoid elamai, you're afraid what? Not that you'll be makarit for carbon, but you're afraid while now you come to use it, work with it, or to shear up the wool, the same thing then. Afilo korias nami. You should never be allowed to stand pasture the animal in the fields and wait till it becomes a balmum. Because we should always be afraid that maybe you'll work with the animal, or maybe you'll make it, maybe you'll shear off the wool. So Mara says, no, li'erlam takol yakrova. But they here really were afraid maybe you come to makarit for carbon. So why over there not? Fahanach talav b'nei akrovaninu loytoridbu. Abahach tabas akrovi toridbu. Now some by Yeroi, the pshat is you can't use those kabonis. So the kabonis you can't use, they were not afraid you come to be makrevit. But over here, really, these things are Yeroi. Rashi, bahanach talav b'nei akrovaninu. Shah roi is enum oimdusni korav. Hani atzvan el demeyim. A regular case, whenever we say roi, the pshat is this korban now is possible. You're not going to use this animal anymore. You're only going to sell it then with the money you'll use. But the animal stuff you're not going to use. So therefore, we're not afraid you come to be makrevit. Mashenkin, this soyu and this par, that really you're allowed to use it next year. So now we're afraid that maybe in the middle of the year you use it. So therefore, we don't want to let you keep this around. That's why we tell you, badaka, you have to kill it. Mashenkin, other karbonas that for sure you can't use, there we're not afraid you use it. Therefore, those you don't have to kill. Now the Gemara just says, but the kola atma tanoihi. This time we say there's a machlokes. If you have a shalot on the kola or not, it's like a machlokes tanoim. The tiny word like this, the tiny choda. Pesach le korav rishon, yakmi v'sheni. You have a korban pesach, set aside the pesach rishon. If you didn't use it then, you can use it for pesach sheni. V'sheni, let's say sheni, is yakmi l'shon abo. If you set aside a korban pesach for the second pesach sheni, and you didn't use it, you're allowed to use it for next year. The tiny yidduch, another bryce, says, lo yikorav. No, you're not allowed to use it next year. So what's the machlokes? My lab at the kola pligi. That Tanakama says, we're not afraid. You'll use it in the middle. So you're allowed to leave it for next year and you'll use it next year. And the next one, Yama says, no, you're not allowed to use it next year because it's a chalas on the kola. If you stop and leave it over the whole year, we're afraid something will happen to it. So you see, it's a machlokes, so we're afraid something happens to it or not. Mar says, maybe no. Loi. The kula yama maybe, I'll tell you, loi chashin la takola. Or maybe chashin la takola. It's not totally. V'och of the pluk to the Rebbe Rabbon kemiflagi. As everybody holds you not chashin la takola. Now, what's the question if you could use this korban chattis next year or not? The machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbonin. Because really, a chattis also can only be used when it's 1 year old, the first year. Once it's a year old, it's possible. So how could you tell me you use the korban pesach next year? The korban's over a year old already. So Lamaya goes according to Rebbe, that the birthday has to be the English birthday. So maybe next year pesach is still less than 365 days. So maybe you're allowed to use it. That's good for the machlokes. For Leikasha, for Rebbe, for Rabbonin. The man, the Yom says you're allowed to use it next year goes according to Rebbe. So that's possible next year Pesach, it still won't be a year old. But the one that says, no, you can't use it, goes according to Rabbanan. But maybe everybody holds you're not chashin l'takola. So Mara says, no, but Tani, we learn clearly, v'chein ha-moyis. If somebody sets aside money this year, that this money should be used for Korban Pesach. And let's say it passes by this year Pesach, it's a question, are you allowed to leave over this money for next year or not? So what's the machlokes they can leave it over for next year? The money can't be compulsory. Like, why can't you leave over the money for next year? Elar Shmaminon, Pitakola Pligi Shmamini, Shmamina. You have a raya, the machlekes isn't a kolo. Let's leave over the money. One money says no. You're not gonna leave over this money for next year. Because we're afraid maybe in the middle of the year you come to use it. So therefore we tell you, like, the money you have to get rid of. You have to throw the money right now into the Yam HaMelech. Because we're afraid the money, the whole year you can't use it. Because you set aside this money to be for Korban Pesach. So since you can't use it, then it's almost like you have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. And the other man, the Yom says, no, you're allowed to keep the money in your house the whole year. So you see, this shalif, we're afraid, Mishum Takolom, is a machlokes tanoim. So blame the Nechlamitakas, a machlokes tanoim. All right, we'll stop here.